There are some scattered showers moving through the northeast this afternoon, and these showers are driven by convection. Often when we speak about convection, the mind goes to a summer-like day with plenty of heat and humidity. In this case, it's not that warm. Temperatures are running cooler than normal for mid-May, but the upper atmosphere is quite cold for this time of year, so it's not the actual temperatures that are driving this. It's the difference in temperature from the ground into the atmosphere. And as that unstable air rises, clouds form, and eventually we get some rain. The showers developed during the late morning across the Adirondacks and then elsewhere around midday. And as we go through the late afternoon, there will be the chance for some passing showers. There's the chance for a downpour in some areas. A briefly gusty wind is possible with these showers, and it's on the breezy side even outside of these showers, and there's even the chance for some small hail, and with all that, there is the potential for a rumble or two of thunder. Any showers will wind down as the sun sets, and then it will be another cold night. Lows will be in the 30s and 40s, so there is the chance for some patchy frost, especially in areas that are sheltered from the wind. And tomorrow will be another breezy day. It'll still be cooler than normal. I expect highs in the mid-50s to mid-60s. And we'll see a blend of sun and clouds. There is that chance again for a shower tomorrow, though the chances should be more limited to areas mainly north of the capital region. And then temperatures will rebound to seasonable levels at the end of the week. I expect highs on Thursday and Friday to be in the 60s for most. A few spots could make a run at 70 degrees. And I'm not expecting any major weather trouble over really the next 3 days. There's that chance for a couple of showers to the north tomorrow, and maybe a few more showers on Friday afternoon, though the jury is still out on that potential for a shower on Friday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance for a spotty evening shower, lows in the mid-30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a passing shower, breezy, with highs in the mid-50s to low 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance for a spotty evening shower, lows in the mid-30s to low 40s, and for tomorrow, partly sunny with the chance of a passing shower, breezy, with highs in the mid-50s to low 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance for a spotty evening shower, lows in the upper 30s to mid-40s, and for tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, breezy, with highs in the upper 50s to mid-60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, variably cloudy, chance for a spotty evening shower, lows in the upper 30s to mid-40s, and for tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, breezy, with highs in the mid-50s to low 60s. Region-wide on Thursday, partly to mostly sunny, warmer, highs in the 60s to around 70, and on Friday, partly sunny with the chance of some afternoon showers, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.